Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here. We're joined by Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, joining us from Washington, D.C., where she has a terrific story, a real blockbuster. Let me lay out some of the details. So first of all, good morning, Louise.
Morning.
And just as Washington is beginning the debate about regulatory regimes to restore trust to Wall Street, a federal judge takes a look at the Securities and Exchange Commission fine, $33 million, of the Bank of America on the issue of granting bonuses to Merrill Lynch when Bank of America took over Merrill Lynch at the height of the financial meltdown. A federal judge says $33 million, that fine, which represents something like 1% of the amount of bonuses paid to Merrill Lynch executives, you must be out of your minds. This was a real lambasting by a federal judge. Describe some of the details.
Yeah, it was a scathing ruling. He said that this settlement between the SEC and Bank of America was a contrivance. He said that basically it was a way for the SEC to claim that it was exposing wrongdoing while the bank could claim that this was overzealous regulators. But he said, in fact, that was really hiding the truth of the matter.
Let's just back up there for a second. I mean, a federal judge is saying that the Securities and Exchange Commission, the chief regulator in the financial industry, is colluding, in a sense, with Bank of America in the middle of a merger using taxpayer money.
That is the implication
Wow. You
can draw from this ruling. Yeah. I mean, it didn't totally surprise me because I've been following this closely more than a month, and I'll tell you, in the hearing just over a month ago, when SEC presented the settlement with the Bank of America to the judge, it was striking because the judge would ask the SEC basic factual questions about the merger, and the SEC wouldn't know the answers, and Bank of America's lawyers kept going up and whispering the answers to the SEC
in
front of us.
Oh, that's amazing.
And you're watching this and you're saying, wow, this is justice at work. And the judge has
Or you're saying, do I see what I'm seeing here? I mean,
yeah, that's what you're saying. I mean, it was very striking. And since then, the judge has asked both parties to file a series of documents with him to give him answers on who made the decisions not to tell shareholders about Merrill's bonuses.
Right. Well, Louise,
and you know what happened is they didn't answer the questions.
They didn't answer the question. Well, the import of the ruling is this goes to trial, right?
So the parties can appeal to have it, you know, taken over by a higher court or to have summary judgment.
But if this goes to trial, this is a precedent-setting case potentially in terms of shareholder rights and in terms of the role of the SEC, right?
That's right, and particularly for the time that we're in now, because a lot of people feel that the SEC slipped up in its job of investor protection as well as its job of watching the investment banks leading into the financial crisis. And, you know, in Washington right now, everyone's talking about what powers different regulators should have. So certainly the SEC's reputation is on the line.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, it's a great story. I love the visual image. That's my takeaway of Bank of America whispering things into the SEC lawyers' ears during the original hearing. Louise Story, New York Times finance reporter, talking to us from Washington, where the issue of regulatory regimes for the financial sector definitely on the table. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.